court documents and witness accounts tell the following story. Richard Davis of Juneau and Keith Widmeyer of Sitka were arguing inside the Pioneer Bar on a Sunday afternoon. Widmeyer told KCAW that when he went to use the restroom, Davis followed him in and a fight ensued.
I didn't look over my shoulder. I'm going to now forever. But he came through the door and tried to punch me. I just happened to catch it out of the corner of my eye and moved just in time. Caught his arm, threw him on the floor.
Widmeyer says he and Davis have had a long-standing feud and had been arguing inside the bar before the incident in the restroom. Widmeyer says at some point, Davis pulled a gun from his waistband.
When he pulled out the gun, I didn't waste too much time, you know. I jumped over his head like a rabbit and was scrambling out the door. And I made it right out here to the parking lot, and then I heard the gun go off.
Davis owns the fishing vessel West Bank. Police say his deckhand ran out of the bar with the gun. That deckhand is identified as 22-year-old Tyler Westland of Port Townsend, Washington. Another man at the bar, Donald Combs, said he had just stepped outside when it happened.
We went and walked outside the back door. And as soon as we hit outside the back door, we were standing there. We heard the crack. And the door swung open pretty close to us. And a little redhead guy, we ran straight down to the dock down that ramp there. Uh-huh. And just running. And he had the gun trying to stuff in his pants or something, but the gun was in plain sight.
Davis was sitting inside the bar when police arrived. He was arrested along with Westland, who police found aboard the West Bank, which is docked in Sitka's A and B Harbor. Westland did not have a gun on him when police made contact with him and denied knowing anything about its existence. Davis faces charges of assault and misconduct involving a weapon. Westland is charged with tampering with physical evidence. Both are represented by Juneau attorney Bruce Wyrock, who did not return a call for comment. Davis and Westland remain in custody until at least Friday, when they're scheduled for a bail hearing in Sitka District Court. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.